Do you like Multiplicity?
I like Multiplicity. I honestly did. I mean, I don't remember it a whole lot.
Pizza
but...
in his wallet, right?
Yeah, because you make they make a clone of the clone.
Yeah.
So he comes out like a kid, like a little dumb kid.
Yeah.
And there's one that all he wants to do is like bang the real one's wife.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it since like it first came out on video.
Really?
Yeah. That wasn't me.
What was that? Wasn't me.
96, I'm guessing.
Cody.
Let's look at it. It 96? Came out in 1998.
You were so, close, Mike. You were wrong, but you were so close.
That means I probably haven't seen it since, like, 99, tops. Just me, or does it feel like movies used to take a year to come out? Was that a real thing, or was I just impatient?
Some movies still some movies, take that time.
Yeah, but I don't know, actually. I'd have to go back and look at, like, their actual release date. But I can definitely see that. Like, I just don't know if it's a warped sense of time that you have when you're younger.
It might have been.
Yeah, or maybe the in-home business just wasn't as big as the theater business, so there was no push to put stuff on shelves.
Dude,
at the time.
We were at a rent a movie like fucking twice a week.
Oh no, my family was at Blockbuster or KJ Video or Hollywood Video or whatever happened to be close by at the time every week, especially during summer. During summer, I was able to get a game. In a movie or like a game console in a game because they rented game consoles there as well.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's because back in the day they were fucking expensive as shit.
Oh, they're still
well,
fucking
yeah,
expensive
but I,
shit. But
my,
yeah, but
my movie
adult,
rental
so.
Place rented out
VCRs
and
the little cases.
Yeah, and like a briefcase.
I think Blockbuster did that for a while too, but we had a VCR. So
yeah, we had a VCR too.
We had a VCR, but not in our room. So my brother and I would.
Renting right movies
oh,
was
yeah,
such
not,
a
not physically in our room like yeah. we used the
so my,
the living room.
Like, no, we'll just get them a VCR.
But most of the time we would get this during summer break, so the living room TV would be free, and I remember just like filling up a giant thing of like a movie 32-ounce cup with soda and making fucking popcorn and just sitting there watching movies.
Like, renting VHSs was, like, such a big deal. We bought the Wii Rewinder.
Yeah.
Ours was a car. It was shaped like a car.
Ooh,
and
when the classy
you,
one.
When you pushed...
Made the room noise.
Yeah, it yeah. made the... And the lights, the headlights yep. came on when you...
Did not have that, because there was a perfectly functional rewind button on there.
No,
on
man,
because
what you
VCR.
Do is you...
Because you're... Technically, you're supposed to let it wait until it got all the way done. Or is that just an old wives' tale?
It's an old wives' tale.
Oh, okay.
But what we used
what?
To do...
I
wait,
still
wait,
believe
wait.
It.
I want to... Because I've never heard this. What is this?
Growing up, it was... I don't even know who said it or who started it. But in my head, we would... If we didn't have it, we would let it go all the way till the end.
It would hit the end of the tape. You'd hear that...
And then you'd rewind it. Because supposedly it kept the movies better and longer. Because mirror VHSs, you could wear out.
Yeah.
And supposedly that kept the picture quality better longer.
It didn't stretch out. It didn't break the connection on the wheel.
Which seems reasonable, but it could also be bullshit.
I just don't... doesn't seem reasonable to me, I guess.
Not now. Back then you would have believed it.
Not now when there's digital, you goddamn kids.
Yeah, yeah. Rewind your shit.
Be no, kind. Please
no,
rewind.
No, because what we do is we would get multiple movies... And so when you got done with one,
yeah,
you pulled out as soon as it's ready to go, throw it in there, throw the new one in, hit the rewinds, rewind or close it so it goes, and then just watch the next movie.
It didn't take that long to rewind.
I know, but
it took longer than watching another movie.
But when you every weekend you rented 3 or 4 movies.
You needed to get through all of them so you can go back and get some more.
You were fucking...
You hit rewind, you go to the bathroom.
It was a dope
you
accessory.
Come back.
And
I'm
also, you can't send a whole
bad.
House full of people to the bathroom at once.
Because the video store we
well,
went
you could,
to...
could, it'd just be awkward.
Yeah, sword fights.
we had 3 bathrooms. I guess you could have almost done it.
Or
2 if, people go outside.
Yeah, yeah. I say, like,
see,
pee out a window or something. Yeah. You know, you had a window that didn't have a screen in it.
They're all high though. Like you'd be awkward to arch it.
Yeah,
and you can get some
get a chair.
Let the adults
get
do
a
that.
Chair. Yeah.
Even though as an adult, I don't. They're like chest high. It's
Jesus,
weird.
Those are high.
What the fuck, man? You grew up in a castle.
No, house.
Was it a castle house?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense. But no, like, the video store we
you
went to...
You weren't allowed to pee in the moat either. You had to...
You have to pee over the remote. Alligators got ornery. Yeah.
They get real mad. You piss on them.
Yep. The video store we went to.
The Black Knight would laugh at you the whole time?
I think he laughed at you because of the
small dick joke.
But the video store we went to was like right catty corner from the apartments we grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
So like that place was, it was unlimited.
What?
So you can get three at a time.
How much were you paying a month?
It was only like $20.
Oh man, we would have fucking bankrupted the movie place for that.
Oh yeah, for sure. That was the best part because you could only check out three things at a time, but it was unlimited. Within
walking distance,
so not just walking distance, but it was like Slurpee distance.
Dang.
Because we'd go across the street, we'd get Slurpees, or go to the movie, get movies, then go get Slurpees and come back or whatever. But it was like right next to the 7-Eleven, so we would just cross the street, boom, hit them both, come back, three movies, watch them, go back, three movies. Oh, it was fantastic.
So our movie place, rent a movie, was off of 32nd Street in Yuma, which if anyone's in Yuma, you'll remember this. But it was off in the Big Curve Shopping Center. That's what they used to call it. So it was rent a movie. And then right to the left of rent a movie, there's Western Warehouse, which was...
Where Mike got his fetish for
snakeskins.
Snakeskin boots. Well, that was obviously all your boots, hats, and fucking cowboy wear and shit. And then Albertsons. So the deal was parents grocery shop and get fried chicken from Albertsons with potato salad. And then we would pick out the movies. And then they'd get one they'd want to watch, too. We'd go home, eat fried chicken.
Eat potato salad.
Watch movies.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Yep.
Was it within walking distance to your house?
No. Nothing was within walking distance of my house.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Except, like, barely, the mailbox is barely walking distance from his house.
Bro.
Yeah, because our original place that we got movies from, KJ Video, was the same thing. It wasn't within walking distance, so it was always, like, once a week we went there.
I remember thinking the people that lived in the apartments next to the Big Curve Shopping Center had it made because they could walk and get chicken and movies.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
You're
wasn't
like,
a special thing.
Dude, I was like probably like 11 or 12 before I ever like went to a friend's house because we lived so far away from everyone. We didn't have any neighbors. Like there's one house that was like a block down from my house, and that happened to be my uncle and aunt lived there.
I didn't count them.
Yeah, so it wasn't like, oh, my friend's house, you know? And then besides that, you had to take a car everywhere. It's way the fuck out there.
You lived out in the boonies.
Yeah. County 14th Street, 6.5 E, way the fuck out there. But it was, what's weird now is if you...
6.5 E?
Yeah.
What are you, a hog? Are you a wizard?
Yeah. Well, that or fucking next door neighbors of Sherlock Holmes.
That's true.
No.
He has a... Okay, never mind.
No, they weren't. But, yeah. Mm. That was a long drive. It was like a 15-minute drive just to get to, like, the gas station.
Jesus.
No, that's a lie. I'm making that up. It was like 10 minutes to get to the gas station.
Still.
Almost the same.
So you do like 15, 20 minutes to get to Albertsons and rent a movie.
30-minute fucking...
15 to
drive
20.
Tip, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fuck that shit.
Yeah, man.
I remember when we got the first Hollywood Video close to us. It was on Magnolia in Maine. And we went there and we're like, oh, it's going to be dope because we saw commercials for it all the time. We're like, yeah. Right. And then we're like, cool, I want to get this. We don't have it.
You're like, what?
But the box is right here. Like, we don't have it, though. It has to be behind it.
Oh, yeah.
But the box...
is right there.
That's how our movie places work.
Well, because with
you'd have the cover art box, and then behind it the big plastic fucking Disney look case with the movie in it.
At Videos R Us, it was just a picture of the movie inside the case sitting there. So if you picked it up, that's what you got. Like, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Here they had the slip case, and then it was sat behind. But I didn't know that. I was like, well, I just want this one. So I walked up and like, we don't have that one.
But I have the box case
right
there.
But it's right here.
Right.
So, like, because if Videos Are Us, if you don't see it on a shelf...
They don't have it.
They don't have it. If you see a box, it means they have it. And the guy's, oh, yeah, we just have to put it in a case. There you go.
I remember at one point I used to think that people who rented movies at Blockbuster was rich. Because we never went to the Blockbuster.
We never had a Blockbuster close enough.
Well, the Blockbuster that we had was... like, we always went and rent a movie and it was always fine, you know? But I always wanted to go to Blockbuster because that's where I'd see the commercials and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, that's where the rich people rent their movies. Mm-hmm. That's the dumb thing.
Because you'd always think that, they always have stuff in stock.
Yeah, it seemed like this movie fucking utopia.
And video games, like all the video games ever.
Yeah, Rent-A-Movie didn't do video games. I didn't know renting video games was a thing until Hollywood Video opened up in town and I was already in high school.
Yeah, Videos R Us had NES and Super NES games. Yeah. You could rent. That was it.
The time I realized it, we're already into like Xbox, PlayStation, and GameCubes.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, you're so young.
I remember renting NES games from
the our Xbox local places. Didn't come out until I was out of college. I remember the PlayStation 2 was just out when I moved out here.
What year did the Xbox get released?
2003?
I couldn't tell you because I was always
just starting college.
Console behind because I'd always get Sam's old consoles.
Yeah.
I had an uncle named Sam. He'd buy a console when the new one came out.
2001.
He'd leave that old one at the house.
I was a senior.
November 15, 2001.
I think I was a senior. Yeah, I was a senior in high school or something like that.
Goddamn.
Yeah. I was a senior in high school, then I graduated in 2000.
Seventh grade? Sixth, seventh, eighth, somewhere around there.
That's awkward. Junior, we're going to be friends with that kid someday.
Could you imagine how weird that would have been? Like, get out of here, you old fucks.
Hey, fat kid. We're going to be best friends soon.
I'm not fat, I'm big boned.
I was much less fat then than I am now.
PlayStation 2 came out March 4, 2000. So well over a year before the original Xbox. Because I remember we had to drive.
I never had a PlayStation, but I had a PS2.
We had to drive back to San Diego to pick up our pre-order for both. I want to say it was the GameCube and...
So you guys pre-ordered them before you moved, then moved.
And we had to go back and get them,
Wow, that's awful.
I mean, it was in driving distance, so it wasn't that too bad. Plus, you get to go spend the weekend in San Diego. At this point, I was still... My tattoo artist was living in... obviously, was in San Diego. I hadn't found one out here. So, when we went back, we doubled up, and I got tattoos and the GameCube.
Jeez.
And we went... I think it was the same weekend I went, and we had Deftone tickets, too.
Jeez.
We had to make a deal of it, man.
Yeah, apparently. What's everything that we could do all at once? Concert, tattoos, and video games.
I had to make Dustin drive me because I couldn't bend my ankles.
Oh, is that what you got tattooed?
I got the kanji
on
him, so I couldn't... It fucking hurt to...
Please tell me that was the last thing that you did.
In San Diego?
Yeah. Imagining you already you're already saying that you couldn't drive with them.
Yeah.
Imagine going to a concert and standing for hours.
It was the next day.
That was the next day? Okay. That'd be awful.
The drive back here was fucking miserable, though.
Well, driving through Arizona is miserable, just period.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, because GameCube was 2001 as well.
So we got the
PlayStation 2 we bought before moved out. And then we had pre-ordered the GameCube, so we had to go back and get it.
Because
the GameCube came out the week after the Xbox did.
Yeah, because I had the GameCube. I got that later, obviously. And I bought it secondhand, too. I bought it off of one of my friends. I bought it off of Jared. Jared gave me the GameCube.
The jewelry guy?
Nah, nah.
Leto?
Nah, nah. No one you know. Jared gave me the GameCube.
I was going to say, if you fucking knew Jared Leto... You are fucking letting this show down.
I know, right?
We're not friends.
I didn't
want
to bug him, you know.
Not a name dropper like some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe.
Nudge. He sold me the GameCube, two controllers. There's three games.
Did you ever get the Wave?
And he had that.
The Wave
screen
was amazing. I loved it so much.
That went on top of it, and you could play it portably.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
For $100.
Oh dang! Was he a drug dealer?
I don't know, man.
That's how you get people addicted.
Did you get pot with it?
No, No.
Are you sure you didn't flip it over where the modem goes and see if it was just in there with a little compartment?
Well, the next person got weed then, because I didn't ever
check.
That
shit was probably old and gross.
But
who put paprika in here?
But I remember spending the majority of my money on game rentals at Hollywood Video for
it's the Nintendo weed.
Nice.
That was awesome.
What?
Bird killer out there.
Oh, freaking Oreo.
Yeah.
What, what's your favorite Michael Keaton movie?
Beetlejuice.
Oh my god, that's difficult. It's difficult because I really like favorite? Batman.
I mean, oh man, that's tough.
I'm gonna go with Batman and Beetlejuice as number one and two, but I have to look at some
in order.
Yeah, okay. I'd have to look at some of his other movies because I know he's done movies that I really like. I just can't remember all of them.
And it's not his movie, but I do like the other guys. I like him in that movie. It was one of my favorite
performances. That's kind of what brought him back.
Yeah,
wasn't it? Like people are like, oh shit, people forgot he started off like an improv guy, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he was a funny dude, and then he was like, oh, Batman, and, you know, all these serious
roles.
Well,
he did a bunch of comedy movies.
That's why people were all pissed about him being Batman.
And he's like, oh, fucking...
But Clean and Sober, which I told you earlier, I haven't seen, but everyone points to that. The, like, people who are like, no, I was pro Keaton because I saw Clean and Sober. Yeah. He could do it. Yep. But I saw Pacific Heights for the first time. I was like, oh, this guy's creepy as shit, man. But that one's
so
really
I'm excited
good.
For him to play fucking Vulture.
Yeah. He looks more creepy in that new McDonald's movie.
Oh, in the Founder?
What a fuckhead in that movie. So
the croc, like, dude, and fucking dickbag.
He's got this, like, crazy intensity to him.
He used to own the Chargers.
Really? The McDonald's guy?
Yeah.
Damn. Way back when they were in San Diego?
Yeah, way back. A while ago, yeah. He was, I want to say he was the first single person to own them after they moved to San Diego.
Weird.
Because a company owned it before that, if I remember correctly. But then again, I'm not a sports guy, so I could be wrong about that.
You're a San Diego guy, so
yeah,
we'll take your word for
no
it.
No longer have a football team.
You still got a baseball team.
Well, we have the Padres.
So, second favorite Keaton movie?
It's tough, dude. I'm thinking...
Herbie?
No.
Herbie Fully Loaded?
No. Thinking either...
Lindsay Lohan's finest work.
Like...
Wow.
It's been a long time since I've seen Mr. Mom. I remember liking that movie a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Like, if you told me, hey, like, which one of these Multiplicity or Mr. Mom would you like better? I think I liked Mr. Mom better.
I think right now in my head I would say Multiplicity, but it's been 100 years since I've seen either one of them.
I could be wrong about that, too. I might... Now
there's
that,
that
older...
scene where the guy is acting like he's skating on 2x4s, yeah. And I don't remember much about that movie, but I remember losing my fucking shit when I saw, because he did the jump and he leaned forward.
Yeah.
That guy's so good. But it'd be dope to see him do, like, I'm glad he's him and like Liam Neeson, like, recently, and I say recently, in fact, like, the what, like, 6-7 years. I've had, like, these crazy, weird career resurgences. But I think Keaton's, like...
Liam Neeson, though, his was bizarre.
People are like, oh, remember Liam Neeson? He's going to be in action movies now.
Yeah, it's like, Rob Roy was so long ago. It doesn't feel like that, but it's like 30 years ago or something. But, like, that wasn't even an action movie, really. Like, it wasn't Braveheart action. There was some in it.
Well, Star Wars was kind of...
Yeah, like, but that was after... Like, that was, like... When you saw him there, like, who the fuck is Liam Neeson?
And yeah,
like,
you kind of forgot about next of kin and shit.
Is that Rob Roy? Okay. Yeah, but then you have the Mexican. Obviously, Batman Begins. And, you know, his little appearances in the other ones.
I guess Batman Begins would probably be the start of his resurgence, huh? Because then you had Batman Begins, and then his most notable one after that would be Taken, right?
Yeah.
So that's a bizarre, like, career turn. Keaton came back with, again, thinking about it was probably people like the other guys, like, oh yeah, Keaton's funny, we forgot Keaton's funny. oh, hey, let's put him in Birdman. It was like that next big jump for him. And that there's a big gap between those two movies. But yeah. He was so fucking good in Birdman, and he won everything. People were like, oh, yeah, we should put him in stuff again. And he started getting work again. And then he did, like, Spotlight, and that won a shit ton of awards. And now he's going to be in a Marvel movie, so.
Yeah. It's going to be dope. Oh, they announced Beetlejuice 2. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been...
It's been announced in the...
Oh, yeah, because on IMDb, just since it just says announced. So it's been announced for a while.
It's been in development heck for a while.
Of course.
That's what happens. You know they're trying to do Beetlejuice in Hawaii? Was, like, their big ideal?
It could work. I don't really see why not.
So strange.
Well, that was in their fucking movie, the Death of Superman Lives documentary?
Yeah, but it's like...
Kevin Smith was talking about it, because Kevin Smith went into Warner Brothers to have a talk about... This was, like, while he was doing Chasing Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, like, what do you want to do next? And then they're like, well, we have Beetlejuice Goes Hawaii, Goes Hawaiian. And we've been trying to, like, crack the code on that. And they're like, nah. He was like, I don't want to do that.
In the cartoon, he was always wearing, like, he would do...
The Hawaiian shirts and stuff. Yeah. So they were trying to figure that out for a long time. That's a dope movie, too. If anyone listening has not seen the documentary, The Death of Superman Lives, What Happened, go watch it, man. Find it. Track it down. I think we decided it's on... Stars or Showtime?
Showtime.
So if you have a Showtime streaming thing, it's on there. It is really, really interesting. And it's about, there were a couple years ago, those pictures of Nick Cage in a Superman outfit came out, and everyone lost their fucking shit. Well, that's what the whole documentary is based on. This dude somehow got interviews with everyone involved in it, except Nick Cage, which would have been really cool to hear from.
He's too busy.
He's too busy doing
being
fucking
weird Nick Cage stuff.
Yeah. But it actually got me, like, pretty amped up. I really
kind of
wish
to see it.
Yeah, like, and the picture that goes around is, like, a picture that doesn't do it justice. Because the suit looked all weird and crazy, but, like, they spent a lot of time on a bunch of different suits.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie was going to have a premise that doesn't even, like, superhero movies now don't even dare to get that fucking intricate. And like, it could have been a hot fucking mess, which I'm guessing it probably would have been, but it would have been an interesting hot mess.
Yeah.
But great stories in there from Kevin Smith and Tim Burton. And who's that? The producer guy, the dumb fuck.
Oh yeah. Guy's a fucking lunatic. Ugh. Dude.
How many times in that documentary did he mention or reference fighting or he's a fighter?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you're doing a sit-down interview about a Superman movie. Stop bringing up the fact that you're this fucking jiu-jitsu expert and shit and, like, karate. Yeah, dude, he's a weird fucking dude. But that was super dope.
So, wow, that was a long time. So Star Wars Episode One: A Phantom Menace. Was in 1999.
Yowza.
Batman Begins was in 2005.
Dang.
So, you know, 6 years. I mean, he didn't not work in those 6 years. I mean, he did a lot of movies. You know, Love Actually, Mike's favorite movie with Joe's doppelganger. I mean, Gangs of New York. Martin Luther, he narrated a documentary. Mm-hmm. He did Kinsey, where he played Alfred Kinsey.
Yeah, but none of those movies, he didn't set, like, the world on fire. Like, Gangs of New York was a big deal, but yeah, he didn't. Well,
it wasn't really in it that much.
Yeah, like, he wasn't a big deal in it. What I'm saying is, like, all of a sudden when Taken came out, you're like, holy shit, this movie's dope as fuck, and
otherwise,
he's old as shit.
He just did voices of stuff, or, like, little, like, he was in the Chronicles of Narnia movies as the voice of Aslan. But yeah, I mean, Taken was probably the big headliner one for him.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, even from then, he really didn't do big movies after that. He was, I want to say cameos, but, like, you know, randomized in there. So 2008 would be with Taken brought him to the forefront of being an action guy. But even then, if you look at the list, it's really not, like, he didn't have a whole lot.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that Taken turned into a franchise and then you got fucking Nonstop, Run All Night,
yeah,
the Gray. Battleship, right? Am I right?
Battleship
right.
was dope.
I love Battleship so much. They drift a fucking battleship, bro. Like,
and the bombs look like the little pieces from the game board.
True.
That's such a nice touch. Yeah, so like I said, he had that weird resurgence, and now he's like an action star. I think that honestly speaks more to the fact that, and I've talked about it before, we suck at producing new movie stars in this country.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the big ones that have been coming out lately are from overseas.
Yeah, or they're older Liam Neeson's Americans.
Not from here, but, you know, whatever.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's because there's not new movie stars, you know what I mean? And so that's why these old-timers are, which is great. Like, I like seeing them. I like seeing Michael Keaton and shit now, because mm-hmm. he's a really fucking good actor. What's the next kind of Keaton movie you want to see?
You like? I want to see another Keaton as the main, but I want to see another comedy with him in it.
Yeah.
Headlining comedy.
It's about
comedy.
That time. Mm-hmm. You did so good on SNL, like, what, 2 years ago, yeah, too?
Two years ago? Two or three, whatever it is now. I don't know what year it is. In the last 5, he was on SNL. I know that much.
It was the Birdman time.
So 3 years ago now?
2, 3, yeah.
Because it's 2017. Speaking of SNL, I watched the John Cena one.
Hmm. Dun, 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 dun.
It's pretty funny. Because the way they put him, like, they put him in things, like, he's just so massive.
Yeah.
But I have the intro where they did the wrestlers. Like, they did the Wilder.
And Leslie.
And then Leslie Jones was like, what's your alter ego? Alter ego. I'm Leslie. I was like, this is fantastic. But they do like the background, just like John Cena's like intro. But the Waddler was Bobby Monahan. Yeah. Like he was wearing what looked like it should have been a kilt because it was plaid, but it was actually a skirt.
Yeah.
And he wore a shirt that was like Roddy Piper. It was in that font, but it said the Waddler. And he just he crab walked back. It was so funny. But my favorite was Good Burger came out and hit him with a chair.
Oh yeah.
He's like, oh, I made a mistake. It was pretty funny. Because his chair just breaks on his back. He's just like, turns around, looks at him.
He takes
like,
his jacket off, and he's got the tie and everything, but with no sleeves.
Yeah, the sleeves are torn off. Like, they're jagged rips. It was pretty funny. That's
awesome. You know what's weird is, like, randomly John Cena has become, like, this, like, he was good in the Amy Schumer movie. He was good in Sisters. Yeah. He was good on SNL.
He was hilarious in Sisters.
He's been like co-hosting the Today Show. Like, I don't know if it's the WWE machine is really, but like his first few movies that he did where he was like the lead in it, he was awful in them.
He was awesome in Psych.
But that's what I'm saying though. Now that he's, I don't know if he's been working on it or that experience he's learned from it, or if just the fact that he's not the main.
Yeah.
Is helping him. I think it's a weird combination of all of them, but like his mainstream star is like bigger now than it ever has been, which is weird because he's been in the game for fucking 13 years now. Yeah. So,
but the intro to that, the sketch before, you know, like live from New York thing, was really funny because it was a news one and it had Trump's pick for the new head of DEA, and it was Walter White.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And like it was Bryan Cranston. With the scruffy beard and the shaved head, and they had the hat on, shit was so funny, dude. I was like, "Oh, dang, that's fantastic." He's like, "I have a lot of experience." I was like,
"They did the same thing, except with the what was the Department of Homes or whatever it was."
Yeah,
but they had the Steve Harvey. It's the Good Burger guy comes out. Yep. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was so funny. Like I was like, I didn't even hear that he was in one of those, and like it came on, I was like. Oh shit. I was like, did I click the wrong one? Like, this is the Johnny Cena episode, right? Yeah, that shit was hilarious though. And then the dating game show they did on that one, that sketch is pretty funny. It starts breaking down.
I didn't used to like bananas because they looked too much like wieners.
That was one of the funniest things I've seen since David S. Pumpkins. I giggled so much at it because it just escalated so much. Like, it had that, like, it was ridiculous, and it just got more and more. Uh-huh. And, like, Good Burger had, like, his face painted. Oh, dude, it was so funny. And he's like, oh, excuse me, but clearly that's an orange. He's like, Excuse me, you've never seen the orange round banana before? I was like, ugh. Coach of passing, what? Yeah, totally, you're the smartest person I know. It's so funny. You do have to watch that, Joe, if you haven't seen.
I have not seen it yet.
Just watch the clips, but did you watch the whole thing, Mike?
Not all of it, but I watched quite
the
a bit
Les and Dyke cop show?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. So it's they have these two female cops, and their nicknames are Les and Dyke because they're Lezinski and, like, Dykowitz or something like that, but everyone calls them Les and Dyke, and they obviously dress like that.
Yeah.
And so he's talking to them, and he uses their real names. Like, oh, thanks for using our real names, Cap. He's like, yeah, you broads are pretty good, or you guys are pretty good cops for broads or something like that. And they're like, what? I was like, oh, but he's wearing this, like, shitty wig, and, oh, it's so funny. They keep dressing him in, like, the worst outfits ever, and he's so big. It's like, the, I guarantee the costume department's like, really? We have to make costumes for who?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. And it's funny, because, like, Leslie Jones is a very large woman.
Yeah, she is.
Until she gets in front of John Cena.
Oh, really?
Everybody you think is pretty big until you see him next to John Cena.
People forget because wrestlers are usually next to other wrestlers, which, and when you see him next to normal people, you're like, holy shit.
Well, how tall is John Cena then?
We discussed this before.
We have discussed this before.
Well, what's the funny one, if you watch Sisters, he shows up and then Tina Fey gets next to him.
Oh, good Lord.
And she's belly button height. Yeah. On him. I was like, dang.
He's only 6'1".
I'm taller than
Faye,
him.
But Tina Fey's,
yeah, he's massive, though. Well, the thing about Leslie Jones, when she comes out, because she's the second wrestler that comes out during the intro, and he's like, nah, I'm Leslie Jones, and he does that. But she comes up, and she's, like, all mad at him, and she pokes him. He's like, oh, you solid as hell. Like, oh, look at you. Oh, it's so funny.
Leslie Jones is 6 foot, dude.
Yeah. But it's funny, because she's, like, tall like him, but when you see him, like,
she's
see
so
her,
narrow compared
yeah,
to
like,
him, yeah.
Like, she's a big lady. When you see him, see her next to him, you're like, he's so big. He's so big. It's ridiculous.
I'm trying to pull up a picture just so I can see.
Type in John Cena, Tina Fey, Sisters, and you should see that picture.
Well,
mainly because they
for
do
the Leslie Jones ones. Oh, yeah. And the pictures that they show are Cena sitting down, so I can't really
gotcha.
Get a good idea there. But we'll take a look at the John Cena Sisters, it was?
Yeah. Look at this, dude.
That's pretty fucking... Yeah.
It's yeah. so funny. Plus, the fact that he has the crazy tattoo on there is really funny. But he's amazing in that movie. It just made me laugh so much.
What does he play in that movie?
He plays a drug dealer.
Damn.
Yeah. But he's a morally standing drug dealer.
Oh, so he's a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really funny. He brings stevia because they want to do cocaine. He gives him, like, he has stevia too, like part of the package he gives him. And Bobby Monahan's character gets a hold of it and just goes fucking ape shit.
Uh-huh.
He just sniffs it all and just starts, like, at one point he's painting himself. It's so ridiculous, dude. That movie is so funny.
Nice. What the hell is going on in this picture?
Which one?
Trailer from Amy Poehler's and Tina Fey's new movie is everything. It's literally a GIF. I have no clue what's going on. That's what... Oh. That pulled up. No, that pulled up. It's still... I'm still under Cena.
Yeah,
Sisters.
So that's in Sisters. So that's their neighbor that... but basically is like kind of like a romantic thing with them. And he falls on a ballerina trophy. And it goes right up.
Music box.
What? Was it the music box? I thought it was the trophy.
It was a music box.
It might have been. I can't remember. It was a ballerina.
Yeah.
And it goes right up there. Jeez. Yeah. And they were getting romantic, and he slipped on the hair gel. Was it hair gel or lotion or something that was spilled on the floor?
I can't remember.
And he lands right on it. Oh, dude, it's so funny. He's like, it's all away, and I can barely see the base.
Oh,
dude, it's so funny. I can't think of that guy's name. I don't even think I knew his name, but the actor that plays that guy, their neighbor. But I do recommend Sisters if you haven't seen it. It's pretty funny.
You know what I recommend never ever watching?
Manchester by the Sea. Don't listen to Mike. Go see it.
But it's a really good movie.
It's really, really good, but don't watch it because you'll want to be sad forever.
It's a really good movie, but don't see it.
But don't see it.
I'm saving you.
No, you're not.
Mike has cried for you.
Yeah.
All you're doing is making people like think it's not that good, but also...
Oh, it's really good, though.
Don't go see it.
It's really good. But like, if you don't want to cry... don't see it. But if you want to cry, by all means, go watch it and see what you.
By all means, go
watch it. If you need some emotional Drano, yeah. go watch that movie.
Yeah.
If you want to see how much of a horrible person you are, go watch that movie.
It sucks.
Fair enough.
Casey Affleck. Who would have thought Casey Affleck would have been a really good actor, too? I didn't see that one coming. Like, back in, you know, Ocean's 11.
I don't know.
Would have seen it.
Hey, Mike, you have a wrestling moment?
Huh?
Now that we're 30-something minutes in?
Ah, we're fine.
Do you want to talk about wrestling? Anything?
Eh,
we already talked about wrestling. John Cena.
Joe, you got any science stuff?
We got some science stuff that we can go over.
I'm trying to look stuff up.
Science.
We can start off with the Nintendo Switch announcements.
Oh, it's technology. Switch.
You know, STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
Oh, damn. You just fucked up my head, son.
I did?
Yeah.
Who here is buying a Switch?
Raise the hands.
I'm so upset still.
Why?
Fuck Best Buy.
Why?
Why?
Fuck Best Buy and their dirty buttholes.
Why would they do?
All right, so Thursday night when they announced
Thursday
the Switch.
Thursday night.
I went over and I looked at both Amazon and Best Buy and they both said coming soon. So I was like, all right. And then I read online that official pre-orders will start at 8 a.m. our time here in Arizona Friday morning.
Okay.
I was like, all right, cool. Because that's 10 o'clock Eastern, at 7 o'clock, you know, on Pacific, so I was like, oh, cool. I'll just like 8 o'clock. I'm gonna wake up early before I go to work, and or I'm gonna go to work later. But I was like, I'm just gonna pre-order right then and there, right? So I get up 7:30. I'm on computer. I got two screens up. I'm refreshing both Amazon and Best Buy. Waiting. Amazon never fucking showed it. Never ever. It just said never, not available. Still not available. Not available. 8:00 comes along. 8:01. I'm refreshing Best Buy. Crazy pops up, says it's available pre-order. I click on it. I add that to my cart. I add the Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild Master Edition. Mm-hmm. I was like, boom, hit it, boom, good. I got it. Get the email. I'll confirm. A couple hours later, I get an email saying, oh, we're sorry, we actually oversold and yours was unfortunately canceled.
Wow, they oversold within seconds.
Minutes. My order went through at 8:03 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like.
So from 8:01 to 8:03, that's when you placed your order.
Yep.
They sold out.
Yep. By my, the time I'm processed, because their website just fucking.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
It wasn't like too bad. It was just like it just took a while for it to load the cart and everything. But I went through the whole process, and it's like, yeah, you're good to go. Got the email later. It's like, oh, no, it's your order, unfortunately, was not done in time or something. I can't remember what it was. And it's like, I was like, oh, cool. I'll at least get the Zelda one. But email came. I was like.
Oh, they canceled both Zelda as well?
Yep, both of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, you miserable fucks.
And Amazon still never got a...
I never saw it. People, I know people who ordered it from Amazon, but I never once saw Amazon say it. As I read online that Amazon sold out the night before.
Really?
Yeah.
So they just went pre-orders the night before.
Yep, they just put them up, and then once they ran out, and they never posted it. I'm hoping both... somewhere else, because like, everybody's sold out now of their,
yes.
But it's so far ahead of the release date, I'm sure they're going to release more to those places. I should be able to get
once
one
once they can guarantee that they're going to get more initial day shipments,
because I think that's what happens. They're like, oh, we only want to have so many like to guarantee like their initial orders or whatever, or spec orders. So I mean, with the popularity of that, it's going to be, because Nintendo consoles always have really high popularity
at the beginning. Yes.
Yeah, the promise of something new and great.
Well, because there is a lot of technology that's going into the, especially the new controllers themselves.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not going against your bringing up the Switch. It's just, I was thinking science, but I'm down with the technology too. I think there's a lot of awesome stuff they're doing with it, and the fact that it's changing from what they were doing, like what they were doing with their past consoles, and making it this crazy portable but home console thing, which I didn't, when I remember reading the rumors about it, like I didn't understand it. I was like, how's that possible? And now I see it, I'm like, all right, this makes perfect sense.
But from what I understand as well, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I never actually got a chance to watch the presentation that they did, when you dock it in the docking station, it doesn't increase the power of it, it just
It's just the dock is literally just a dock. Yeah,
yeah, it's just a dock.
It gives you the ability to hook it to other things.
Right.
It gives you an HDMI output, basically.
Right.
And a place to charge it, essentially.
Right.
But
well, there's three stages to it, isn't it? There's a tabletop version, a version to plug into your TV. So it'd be a version to plug into your TV, a tabletop version, and a mobile version.
Sort of, yeah.
Yes. So the tabletop version, like the kickstand one,
yeah.
is the same as the portable one. So if you want to play multiplayer...
I thought that screen's bigger. I thought there's a smaller screen.
No. They're all the same unit. So it's like the dock is literally you take the tablet and you dock it in there, and it puts it up to the TV so you can see on a bigger screen, but it does not increase the power of the unit at all.
Which is what people were speculating that...
Yes, that was it would be a booster to have a benefit there, but...
Right, because they were... The people are always hoping that the next Nintendo
will catch up
with
consoles.
The Xbox and the PlayStation. In this case, I don't think that this one does. I think it runs off of the NVIDIA Tegra, graphics processing unit, which are pretty good. They're actually in a lot of stuff, like the NVIDIA has them in their own
the Shield and stuff.
The Shield, that's what I was trying to think of. Yeah, and also I think Razer has a pretty decent or had a pretty decent tablet. I want to say it was that. Incorporated the Tegra processors into it. What is your opinion of the controller itself? It looks like something that could be a little awkward to play with, but it does separate.
So the Joy-Con, as
the Joy-Con. You have the individual controls like you do with the Wii motes right now.
Yes. And the cool thing is you don't have that sensor bar. It's all built in through
the
controllers.
All built into the controllers, yeah.
So yeah, it's interesting the way they do it. It's a very ingenious way too. Like, I remember when they first officially announced it in November, I think is what it was.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah,
Or October, whatever. I mean, it was months ago now. But I was like, okay, that's interesting. But like, no one really knew because just the commercial they showed, like the little blurb, you saw people using it like a little mini controller.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. Like, it does split in half, and you can use it as a like if you're using it.
They're like, oh,
portably,
play with your friend,
you know?
And it snapped off, and then you gave it to your friend, and you had these like little tiny original Nintendo.
Yeah, basically, it just joysticks. looks small like the original NES, but had the button configuration of like a Super NES where they added the X and Y buttons.
Yeah,
and it actually has shoulder buttons on it too, which is really cool.
I will say, as far as that's concerned, when you take them apart and you look at them. They look really small, but they have the add-on with the straps that looks like it increases it just enough to be actually usable by somebody with ginormous mitts like me.
Yes, and it adds makes it a little more usable because they look pretty small in there.
Yeah.
The cool thing about them is they have like the controllers have a lot of technology in them just alone. They have a crazy, really sensitive IR camera in them.
Yeah, what was up with the? I saw a little bit of that part of the presentation. It was like you could
you don't map it. It can sense shapes using it.
That's
so
what it was. Yeah, rock paper scissors.
Instead of having like hold it a different way, like you do. Like if you haven't played, I can't remember what the game is on the Wii. But there's a rock, paper, scissors like type thing where you have to basically hold the controller in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super inaccurate because it was either upright to the left or right and then flat. Like as rock was sideways, scissors was upwards, and paper was flat. Mm-hmm. But it's like your hand movements had to be perfect for it. This apparently is so, like the IR camera in it is so good, they basically reversed it. So instead of having to have an IR camera that senses the controller... The controller senses the movement in its physical space, but then the camera in it will sense objects in front of it.
Yeah.
But it's shapes and not physical objects. Like, I'm looking at a cup. If I point it at a cup, if it looks like the classic shape of a cup, it may guess what it is. But they can keep pushing that info in, but it's... And it doesn't do that in the controller, which is really cool. It actually pushes it through the console.
Right.
It's just the camera senses it and sends it, I'm guessing, some form of Bluetooth to the console... and then that's how it plays, you know, that's how it uses it, but it can actually sense your hand in the shape of a rock, scissors, or paper.
Right.
And then, you know, do that. But like the big thing is it can, you can use it to point at stuff, to like different weird things, but they use paper, rock, scissors as the example.
They use paper, rock, scissors as the example. Yeah. And it's still one of those things that I'd have to see in order to really understand what they're trying to get at.
And why.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. They must have something, some idea of some game that they're making, or maybe it's even baked into The Legend of Zelda that you do something with
this. They
said
Legend of Zelda has no
Or that's right, because the Legend of Zelda is more like a port over from the Wii.
Yes.
Because it was originally being developed for the Wii U.
Yep.
Okay, so now it's on both. That also explains, yeah, because from what we read earlier with the Legend of Zelda, it's not actually going to support 1080p,
yep.
Which I'm pretty positive this game console should be able to push out 1080p for the most part.
Yeah, the ones, that's the first, the one everyone was worried about was Zelda.
Yeah, and that one is 900p.
At the highest, yeah.
Yeah, at the
otherwise
highest.
It plays back, on the tablet, it plays it back at 720p because
right,
the screen
the tablet is.
But when it's docked, it has the ability to go 900p.
Yeah,
plus but anybody, you, I mean, any newer TVs are going to be upscale anyways, so you're not going to notice the difference.
Right.
What's
your opinion on the fact that they're not including the rechargeable Switch adapter inside? And
garbage,
the,
first
the
off.
Fact that the if you want a second controller, second whole setup, that it's $80 total.
Yeah, and that $80 does not come with the charge base. It comes with a regular...
just a regular click-in thing,
yep.
Yeah, so...
Which is just basically a slide, like two rails with handles.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to accessorize the shit out of this, and I think they're too expensive for the most part, because $90 for the charging thing for the controllers is stupid.
Was that the what? Yeah, what was the price for the
just $90
the,
bucks just for the charging?
Just for the charging unit.
Yeah, $90.
Why the fuck? There's got to be something else in it because batteries aren't that much for
no,
rechargeables.
No
I bought the Xbox One for like $20-$30, something
yeah,
like that.
It's stupid. I don't know, but I mean it's just a weird. I don't know. It's a weird thing to do. It's just like. They're first party, so you know someone else is going to make one.
Yes.
But is it going to be as good? Because Nintendo, the one thing Nintendo has always had is solid hardware.
Oh, solid.
Their hardware's yeah. always really good. All versions of the Game Boy, the DS, obviously, they include in that. Any portable one they have. The Wii and the Wii U were solid. The gamepad for the Wii U is fucking garbage. That's because the battery sucks dick.
But still, the construction
of it was
solid.
Yeah, I mean, it was lightweight, but mm-hmm. it was still pretty sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little too big for being a controller someone wants to use for hours on end.
Right.
And the battery's not lasting here long enough. And then the Switch, the problem with the Switch is going to be is people aren't going to use it portably enough. They're going to leave it docked, which is going to overcharge the battery. And it's eventually just going to burn the battery down, so you won't have a great battery life out anymore. That's just going to happen. So is it going to be removable? Hopefully.
Right, another question.
But the next accessory after that would be a Mophie-style case for the Switch tablet.
Right.
So when you pull it out of the dock, you put it in and expand your battery more, but has a spot for the controllers to keep them charged up, or at least charge them up if you need be.
I'd imagine that you could possibly charge the controllers through the system itself.
Well, when you dock them on the side,
yeah.
They don't. As far as I read, they don't charge. They run off of that, so the battery doesn't run down.
Oh,
but they
so
run
they don't
off
charge.
Of the off the.
So
tablet,
how do you
yeah.
charge them then? I haven't seen anything about ports or anything.
So you dock them to the unit when the unit's plugged into the dock. Like so, you attach them to the sides of the Switch.
Oh,
tablet,
okay, that's what
you
I meant.
Dock
yeah,
it charges them
yeah.
That
so
way,
you
yeah.
dock it like
but if
that.
You portably, what I read is they don't charge them. The controllers don't charge on the unit.
Okay.
Definitely
but if, but
yeah.
I'm saying if you had like a Mophie style case that it
yeah,
could
yeah.
possibly charge the controllers
yep.
as well. Okay,
yeah.
that's what I was getting at. Okay.
But the nice thing though is the controller that you get with it, the I think they call it the Joy-Con dock, I think is what they call it. The controller you get that slide the Joy-Cons on when you're playing at home
uh-huh.
has a power port on it. So you plug that in and
so
it charges the
controllers through
it. So you
can classically plug it in. Yeah.
Yes. So you can charge those while you're using them that way, but it does not hold another charge. The charge controller has an extra battery in it, so when you dock them on, it charges them wirelessly. It charges them through the unit without having to be plugged in.
Right.
If I read that correctly. And it could be, again, we don't have full details yet of anything, because Nintendo's website has not been updated, as far as I know. But not all the full details of everything's come out. Like box art's slowly coming out for the games that are releasing on launch day. Like, we just got physical box art for everything, just like the other day, like a bunch of stuff, and then some of them doesn't even have it.
Right, and I'm trying to remember, what are we looking for, or are looking at for launch titles on this thing? I remember
Breath of the Wild,
yeah.
ARMS, 1-2-3, or 1-2 Switch, what's that race game? Rideout, something like that? It's the F-Zero type looking game.
But what third-party games are we getting? Like, quality third-party games?
You can, well, actually, Skyrim was announced for launch.
It was. So that's a, that, but that's a good was example it, of a quality.
Was, was that one launch or not?
But it was at least announced.
That it was announced, but I don't know if it was a launch title. But they're going, Nintendo
is actively going to try.
They're going to try, but again, they haven't even released all of them like yet. But if the last two releases of a Nintendo console are any telling sign, they're going to have like five launch titles.
Okay.
So those games are going to go quick. At least one of them is going to not be worth the money, which is that 1-2 Switch, because I think it's like listed online at $40, and it looks like it should be like a $10 or $12, $20 game at the most.
Ouch!
Because it's a party game; it doesn't really have. It's not even a lengthy party game like a Mario Party.
Is anything coming with it?
No. So as of right now, no listed bundles at all. Hmm. So there's no game, which is the same like. Not even what happened, if I'm not mistaken, not even what happened with the Wii and the Wii U, because they both came with the Wii Party game, if I'm not mistaken.
They came with, I know when we bought the Wii, we got the party games thing.
Yeah, had like the tennis and all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just can't remember what it was called. Yeah,
I want to say it was Wii Party, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Wii. Or, no, maybe it was Wii Party. But we also got, like, I think Wii Sports or something.
Yeah, Wii Sports was the other one.
Also
yeah.
came with it, yeah.
So,
as there are three of us here, and you're the one that's already trying to actively get one. What is the what's the draw for you to Zelda. Get it? Zelda.
And once they showed that fucking Mario game.
The weird people. Dude,
Mario
people
Odyssey?
One. Yeah.
Dude, where he's in a real city, and all of a sudden he goes through, like, a sewer, and he's, like, or, like, a hole in the wall or whatever, and he's, like, in a, like, Mario world. Is like, you know, the game, I don't know what the fuck that deal with the fucking hat with the eyeballs on it is.
Yeah.
But it looked gorgeous. It's... In the realm of Mario 64, was a 3D-ish run around free open world type thing, and like it looked
for some
amazing.
Reason takes place in New Donk City.
Yeah, like it was weird. Like he's at one point he's like Assassin's Creed style, like running on top of a building, like jumps off. Like,
he's just jumping off of buildings.
Yeah,
and he's stabbing Goombas.
No, not only he's stabbing them, he was gonna stomp on them. But
oh, okay.
Like it had real looking people in them.
It
wasn't
did,
like
which was weird.
Like wasn't like Mii's running around.
No.
I'm not, again, if you don't know when Nintendo, Mii's are your avatars, not like me. Like, there's not just a bunch of Cody.
It had
Mii's,
there's just a bunch
which
of
Which it would
around.
Be amazing, and right. I would want royalties. Actually, I wouldn't even take that. Just give me a Switch, goddammit. It looked like, I'm not going to say photorealistic, but like damn fucking close to like really good looking
More
real
realistic
life.
Than really any other first party Nintendo games
yeah.
ever tried
oh yeah for
that
sure
I've seen.
It
yeah.
wasn't stylized, it looked no. like real like legit buildings
yeah.
it looked massive, and then all of a sudden he's in what looked to be Mario-esque worlds all the time, and at the very end when he popped up he lands and his hat jumps up a little bit and has weird eyes on it. I was like, well, I don't know what the fuck that's about.
Yeah,
but I'm in. And then I find out it comes out in holiday 2017. I was like,
oh, we're still polishing things,
cool, so I may be able to get a Switch by then. That'll be
yeah.
good.
I may be able to pre-order one by then.
There's a new Bomberman game coming out for it called Superman Bomber R, or Bomberman R, I think is what it's called. So maybe it'd be Superman
Bomber Man?
Well, it's Bomberman R. I don't know why the R, but that's what it is.
Bomberman R.
And there was a Bomberman S before, but if you know your alphabet, not exactly the best.
We're gonna base these off the alphabet. We're going to start at A? Nope.
No, when we say base, we're not in order. We're just going to pick letters. But I don't even know if that has a release date yet either. I was going to pull it up right now while you were talking, and then you asked me a question.
Well, actually, I was going to ask Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
You aren't as sold on getting the new Nintendo Switch. What would you have to see in order to sway yourself in order to get one?
Honestly, it's just going to be time. You know? Like, I'm not super excited about it. I don't really care that much. So if a year goes by and people are still digging it and they're pumping out cool looking games for it, then I'll probably, you know, grab it on that first price drop that it does. But other than that, there's really nothing, like, unless something crazy comes out and they announce like this holy fuck crazy amazing Mario game is like the best Mario game ever. Or if they bring something new to like a game that I haven't seen before, you know, but I just don't, I don't know what that would be to sway me at this point.
Okay.
So officially announced so far, there are 5 titles coming on launch day.
All right.
Legend of Zelda.
Yep.
The Breath of the Wild, Skylanders Imaginators, Super Bomberman R, 1-2 Switch, and Just Dance 2017 are the five titles that'll be on launch.
Okay.
So not great support.
They're all first party titles too, right?
No, they are not.
No.
So Skylanders.
Oh, that's right. Skylanders is not.
This may be a Nintendo Switch only version because I've never heard of Imaginators.
No.
But it's definitely not a first. It's not a. It may be an exclusive title, but it's not a first party. 1-2 Switch is a first party. Just Dance is a Ubisoft game. Super Mario R is.
I think that's a first party game.
Is that only by Rare? No.
No.
Because that would have been the Rare collection. I should probably look that up. But then the next category here says March/Spring, which is funny because the first title they name is and there is Arms, which is the one that has the springy arm.
Yeah, the springy.
I thought that was clever. Mm-hmm. Spring of 2017. The only thing on this list, on this next group of games that actually has a release title is what Nintendo does best is relaunches a game that we've already played before with new stuff, but it's not really new stuff, which is Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which is basically the same Mario Kart 8 that came out with the Wii U and the DS, but with all the extra stuff added in that they released later, all in the release right then and there. So which is cool, don't get me wrong, that's pretty rad, but it's, again, a game we've already played.
Yeah.
So nothing grew new. ARMS, Has-Been Heroes, which looks really funny. I Am Setsuna. Sounds like a Japanese game for sure, but since it's region free, it doesn't matter. Puya Puya Tetris.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is other than Tetris.
Hawaiian Tetris.
And then Snipper Clips Cut It Out Together.
It's a hair kind of game?
I was hoping it was a Joey from Full House game.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh.
But
Dave Cloutier is making a comeback.
I don't think that's what it is.
Oh.
And then Summer has two listed, which is terrible if that's your summer release one, because Summer's routinely is a fucking terrible release window for any games. It is movies. It's fucking plethora.
Yeah.
Rime, which is R-I-M-E, so I might be pronouncing that wrong, but I think it's Rime. And Splatoon 2. Splatoon 2 is obviously like their big multiplayer one, and this one looks. I had never played the first one. The first one looks incredibly fun, but I never bought a Wii U, so it didn't matter. Yeah. This one's a little better and bigger. And then there's a ton of other games that are coming out, like to be announced, listed as 2017, and then have like fall or holiday, but it's only new titles on there are Sonic Mania, which isn't out yet for anything, Super Mario Odyssey, and Siberia 3. Everything else is either something that's been out already or is getting like the Saiga 5 Complete, which is already out. FIFA 2017. Fire Emblem Warriors is a new one because that's it's a redone one for it, but that's a to be announced, so it's not even maybe not get this year. There's Minecraft Story Mode, Rayman Legends, which is already out. NBA 2K, I'm gonna guess 17 since it says 2017 is the release window. There's Skylanders Imaginators. Again, I don't know why it's listed there twice. Because it's listed as a launch title, but here it's listed as to be announced, so I don't know what the fuck that means. Skyrim, which, by the way, is the original release of Skyrim, not the definitive collection. Yeah, way to go fucking Nintendo. It can't handle that. It can't do the graphics upgrade that it was on the release one for the PlayStation, or for the Xbox One and the
PlayStation. But I wonder if it'll still at least include the content.
I don't know. Everything I can see just lists Skyrim, and that's it. It's just a Skyrim Switch. So, it's super dumb. Steep, which is already out. Ultimate Street Fighter 2, which is the one that they just announced at Gamescom as being a re-release and redone one. So, nothing new. And Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which I think technically is new. But other than, I mean, there's really not anything real big so far. But again, this is just the stuff that we know of.
Yes.
This isn't third-party stuff that hasn't been officially announced. Because there's a lot of games coming out after the console comes out, but I don't know. I don't think it's getting a Ghost Recon Wildlands. I don't think it's getting any of those big games that are coming to the major two consoles. So it'll be interesting to see.
All right.
Yeah. So I mean, they're not steering away from. They are doing mature games because Skyrim is a mature game.
Right, and that's kind of been their stigma in the last two consoles. Is that
incorrect?
From gamers' perspective, one reason why a lot of gamers don't buy it is because they always viewed it as the quote unquote kiddie console was only good for family stuff, even though they did have games on there that were more mature.
Super fucking violent.
Mad World comes to
mind. Mad World, No More Heroes.
No More Heroes.
One and two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there definitely was stuff, content on there, but it was also
underpowered enough to play those other games that came out.
Yeah.
It didn't. They had versions of Call of Duty that came out for the Wii. I think the Wii U had Black Ops 2, I think, came out on that.
I think it was Black Ops 2.
So it had mature titles, but it was like a dumbed down version of all of them, especially the Call of Duty one that was, I want to say it was World at War that came out on the Wii, and it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I played the demo. I remember playing the demo at Best Buy, and it was on rails. I was like, oh, you guys are terrible at this.
Yeah.
Because their control schemes are fucking awful. So it's going to be interesting to see what goes on. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for Zelda for sure, because I'm definitely not buying a Wii U for Zelda.
Right.
Because that gamepad's terrible.
And at this point, nobody should be buying a Wii U when you're going to be able to get that Switch with the way better looking, at least more functional
controller. Yeah. I mean, I will probably never, I may try the motion stuff, but I'm not going to buy 1-2 Switch. I'm not going to buy ARMS.
Mm-hmm.
ARMS looks like an interesting game, and it uses the Joy-Cons with their motion controls very accurately, because you can actually like curve your punches left or right when you swing. But it's just, that's not, I mean, I was never into the motion control games because the controls are never that great.
Mm-hmm.
This one, they say this one's better, but you know, it's just another gimmick.
It's one of those things that
I'm listening.
Shut up.
Apparently, Siri's listening. She's always listening.
Yeah, no shit. What'd I say? They even sound like Siri.
I don't know. Even that,
she's got lonely
it's also,
over there.
Hey, Siri.
Nope.
No, because I spaced it out enough. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
hey,
what?
Siri. Nope, there it went. Okay.
Yeah.
I must have said something that sounded like that, so whatever. But yeah, I mean, for me, really, it's two games, potentially a third game with Superman or Super Bomberman R.
The pirate version.
R. Superman R.
Superman
R.
Yes, Super Bomberman R.
But I mean, even if they announced those bigger games like Ghost Recon Wildlands, I wouldn't be buying on the Switch.
No, because you obviously know it's not going to be as good looking. Even if it's going to be totally functional, it's not going to be as good looking
as it
is.
And the other thing, too, is I don't believe, even though they said, I don't believe their multiplayer or online experience is nearly as where PlayStation and Xbox are at.
No, I don't think so either.
But also, I'm going to,
because they are, they are nixing, they are getting rid of the whole console cult.
Code bullshit and actually going to user gamer tag type stuff.
Yes.
And they're doing a paid online service a la Xbox Live, PlayStation Plus. And granted, they probably need that to fortify the infrastructure needed to play multiplayer games. I just don't know if
I
want to pay for an extra service on a console and that I feel multiplayer would be more of like maybe Mario Kart Online.
Right.
But I'm probably not going to buy Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for it. I'd wait for a newer one.
This is actually probably the system that is going to try and benefit the most from having an online component, because there is no physical disc media.
It's all
solid state media cards. But
the other bad thing too is, the only listed size available console right now is 32 gigabytes, because when you buy, like, unlike Xbox and PlayStation, your game saves don't go to the console; they go to the cartridge, the diskette or memory card.
Yeah, so
that
you can move it from different console to console.
So I can bring it over. But the thing about it is, like, if you have a digital store, where does that go?
And I thought, and I was trying to find it in this article, but I couldn't see it. I thought that it said that it's somewhere that it supported external, you know, flash media.
So, and on the listed plugins, there's a USB port on the dock. But that means
you couldn't take it portable.
You'd have to move, if you wanted a game that you bought through the virtual console, which is their online thing, you'd have to move it from your external drive to your internal drive.
And that's not exactly grab and go.
Yeah, like, oh, hold on, let me down this real quick.
Yeah. I mean, granted, the transfer speed on it could be incredibly fast, but it's still like, oh, I need to go.
But that's also based on the drive you have plugged in.
Right.
Because if you have a rotary drive.
Obviously, that's what I'm saying. Like, it could be extremely fast, but it's just not, it's not grab and go fast.
Yeah.
It's I have to plan this. I have to boot this up. I have to turn this on. I have to get this going, blah, 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 blah. Okay, now it's transferred and let's go. And heaven forbid, oh, shit, I filled up my memory. Let me get rid of something.
Yeah, and then I have to move this over. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was looking at it. Nowhere that I saw, because there's no, like, hardly any details on external websites other than the Nintendo's website.
Right.
But there's no mention of a memory card slot on the console, so you can't even expand the memory that way. So, again, if you wanted to go portably, you'd have to have something that plugged in through the USB Type-C on the bottom of it, which then means you have something dangling or hooked to the portable console, which then just makes it even that less portable.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see. But because they announced way before everything came out of the Switch, when actually announced the first official view of the Switch was that trailer they did with the preview of the games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They announced shortly after that they're going to bring GameCube games to the virtual console, which has yet to happen because the Wii and the Wii U could play the GameCube discs. This does not have a disc drive.
Right.
So you can't play those, which means you also can't, by the way, not backwards compatible again.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't play those Wii U games, whatever, fine. But you then can't play those GameCube games, so they're bringing GameCube games to the virtual console. I think they said for the Switch, but it might just be virtual console in general. So you can buy those older games you may not have had.
I would hope the Wii and the Wii U would be powerful enough to be able to run those.
Oh, they should be. I'm just more of getting... I don't know if they're going to flush out that store more than it already is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would want to play... I've always wanted to play the original Zelda and, like Ocarina of Time I could play on my 3DS, but, like, even, like, Link to the Past portably.
Yeah.
So bringing that over from the Wii and the Wii U virtual console, plus having the GameCube games like Crazy Taxi portably.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about last night, the Star Fox game.
Which would be dope.
Rogue Squadron. Like that stuff, having it, I'm probably never going to play it portably, really. Maybe when I first get it, I'm like, hey guys, look what I got. But I'm going to play it at home. But being able to play those again would be super dope without having to, you know, find where the fuck my discs are at.
Right.
I don't have any idea where the fuck those things are anymore. Probably in that closet or some other closet in this fucking house. Many awful boxes of shit everywhere. Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty... That right there, if they launch it on release date, like on March 3rd, hey, GameCube games are available. Yeah, I'll be dropping a pretty penny or two to buy some fucking GameCube games again on the virtual console for sure.
Nice.
Plus, hopefully, I can remember my login for my Wii... And be able to get all my virtual console stuff pushed over.
Nope. You're not gonna remember.
Probably not, no.
Probably not.
I don't even know my login for it. Like, I haven't had my Wii hooked up in years.
Yeah, same here.
Like, I would have to find the fucking, the sensor bar still again. Like, I'm probably not going to do that. But yeah, interesting.
Hmm.
Plus, we might be able to get a real Pokemon game on a console.
Oh, imagine porting like the Niantic
Pokemon Go
over. That'd be interesting.
That would be dope.
Although I don't know.
Somehow.
There's no GPS.
Yeah, no GPS built in.
But it could be like a bonus thing on a console game. They could import what you have caught in the real world and give you like bonus characters or something like that.
Import the Pokemon game that you've trained and whatnot into the game.
Move into like a Pokemon game.
Like Skylanders did.
Yeah. That'd be dope. Yeah. They could do that. Totally.
But I mean, that's the one thing that Nintendo has never really done is have a real Pokemon game on a console. It's always been on
their portables. Yeah.
Like they had Pokemon Snap, which was kind of cool, and they had Pokemon Tournament.
Pokemon Snap was dope as fuck.
Pokemon Arena or Tournament or something like that.
That was fun because it was a battle game, but it wasn't like the adventure game like the console, like the portables always had.
But it's funny you mentioned Pokemon Snap because that type of game versus what the actual games were on the Game Boy, it seemed like they were reversed, where Pokemon Snap was about going out and just taking pictures, and the regular Pokemon was an actual game, you'd think that the actual game would be something more stationary, whereas Pokemon Snap would be much more, well, like Niantic thing, where you're running around and
you're actually moving the physical world
and actually taking pictures and stuff like that. But, you know, whatever. It worked. People bought it. Stuff.
It's true. I enjoyed Pokemon Snap for quite a bit. The real problem with it is it just got boring after a while.
I'd imagine, yeah. I never played it. I never bought it. I wasn't a big Pokemon person. Like, my brother was huge into the cards and the anime. So, I've seen all that stuff. I've seen the movie in theaters because my brother really wanted to go see it.
Everybody cried.
I didn't cry.
Liar.
I made sure my brother got a Mewtwo Pokemon card, though. Because
you went to AMC.
Yeah, because we went to the AMC.
It's the only place you could fucking get them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I try to watch that Pokemon cartoon, and I can't because Ash's voice is way too fucking whiny.
Yeah. Well, it's the thing is, like, watch it. I don't think we talked about it on the show, but I was just introduced to a thing called Pokemon Generations.
What?
Pokemon YouTube? Generations is a legit animated, like, Japanese anime cartoon on YouTube. Very well animated. And doesn't have whiny little voices, but it's like if you ever watch anime, they're they're adult cartoons essentially. It's not nudity. I mean, some of them nudity, but this one has actual physical violence in it. So like the Pokemon are battling each other. They take physical damage.
Mm-hmm.
They show scuffs and bruises on their bodies, and then they fall down, defeated and like things like that. Like, it's crazy, but the animation is tremendous in it. Like, it's very I haven't looked it up because I only watched a couple episodes of it. They're real short. They're like 11 12 13 minutes long each.
They're very YouTube. Yeah. I haven't watched them yet, but yeah, they're very YouTube length.
The art style reminds me of Full Metal Alchemist, that style,
right?
Done list. There's this one guy has a beard, and like all you can see is like you don't see his mouth, you just see it move when he talks. It makes me laugh. But it's very Pokemon style, where like crazy hair and weird floating particles of clothes and stuff like that. But it follows the stories of the games versus the story of the cartoon, the classic Pokemon cartoon, because that one's based around Ash and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
This is based around Gary, who is the Pokemon trainer Red.
Yeah.
And Blue, which is essentially Ash, but in this it's not, they don't call him Ash. But yeah, it's really interesting. It's very well done. If you like anime and Pokemon, I highly recommend it if you haven't ever seen it before. I didn't know it existed until Shaq was watching. I was like, damn, it looks like Pokemon. He said, it is. Wait, no, I said it looked like Pokemon. He said, it is. So I was like, I think you're paying attention to what I'm saying, Shaq. Like, it looks like Pokemon.
Pocket monsters in Japan.
Yeah.
Over here, we call it Pokemon.
Yeah. I mean, they call it Pokemon too, but, because they're like abbreviating shit over there. But yeah, no, it's tremendous if you haven't seen it yet. Boom.
One day. Get to it.
Probably not. Ba-da-bum. But I want to play Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, like, yesterday.
Do it.
I can't.
Do it now, you pussy.
Road trip. Going to wherever that's being developed. And to play it.
Okay, well, that was weird.
What?
A new story just showed up about something called Fire Emblem Heroes. And Fire Emblem games coming to Nintendo Switch, 3DS, and mobile.
Mobile?
Wait, yeah. What? Well, I think we're going to get a Fire Emblem game on the iOS devices.
Can I get, like, an actual Zelda game?
Oh, God, I fucking wish so. I wish.
I'd buy one. Would you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how to phrase the question, because it's going to be a multi-step question, multi-part question.
I would buy any NES game on the iPhone.
Okay, so that's part of it. Next part is, they come out with a new... Well, okay, we'll start out with that. So, like, we go the original Legend of Zelda. How much are you willing to pay for that? It's the full game.
On your iPhone?
On your iPhone. Or iPad, which would be probably more fun. Would you pay? Because Mario... The Mario game was, what, $10?
$10. Mario Run was $10.
But here you're getting the full on
Legend of Zelda.
You're getting the original one.
Okay.
And it might be redone for better graphics and whatnot like that.
It doesn't even have to be, really.
Well, as long as
it fits on my phone.
I'm just saying that it does. It's not, it looks better initially. Just, you know, uses the power of your iOS device.
Control scheme is probably my number one thing.
Right. So control scheme, I would say initially would probably be, unfortunately, be the on-screen buttons and controllers. But it works with those dock game docks.
I would totally buy one of those too. Those controller
like
things.
We saw over at the Apple Store.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, I would buy that, but I would.
Let's take it a step further. Nintendo decides to release a first-party controller for it, or the Joy-Con works with the iPad.
Well, iPad, I have a Pro, so it'd be pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, but you can use the actual in the controller.
Yeah, and set my iPad up and use it like this. Yeah, for sure. If that was a thing, Foshizi, I would definitely buy that. I would pay you. Like, price wise,
you'd be willing to go $14, let's say, for
easily. If it was $14, if you said $14.99,
yeah,
yes, I would buy that. I spent $10 on Mario Run. It's fun. I suck balls at it because I don't play it enough. Mm-hmm. Because it has so much more than what people think it has in it, and it has like the versus thing, and the levels have multiple playthroughs. You can do it, and you can unlock new stuff. Blah blah blah. It's a fantastic game. It looks gorgeous. It plays really well. Especially for being just like literally a tap, like it's one control, tap, hold,
yeah,
tap,
Mario
whatever,
just
you know,
runs by himself.
Yeah, it's ideally they made it for mobile, and they made it Nintendo style mobile, where they thought of a way to make it very easy to play on there, and I think that's terrific. But again, control scheme. So I would definitely invest in some kind of Bluetooth controller to play on my iPad or via my phone, even if it's like one of those ones you hold the controller. It has a Xbox style controller and it has a little holder for the there. Yes, I would totally pay that for $15 and then buy the controller. If Nintendo wanted to release a Bluetooth controller that would made it look like the NES controller but worked with your iPhone and iPad, yes, I would buy that for sure. Like,
I think I would too, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. $15 is, I mean, over the years I've spent so much money on Zelda.
Right.
The Legend of Zelda. I bought it. I mean, well, I guess really only twice technically, originally on the NES and then on the Virtual Console.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing about the Virtual Console is it was playable without having to, you know, make sure my fucking NES worked every time I put it in there.
Right.
It was digital, it worked. Obviously it had save modes. The best thing about this, it had 3 save slots.
Yeah.
So you can actually, multiple players could play it. Like, my brother had his, I had mine. I could have a second one if you wanted to. But it was like, it's Zelda's, if you ask me, Zelda's still the epitome of the classic video game.
Yes.
I know Mario is like, everyone's, oh, Mario. Zelda was what made me, I mean, I have it fucking tattooed on my arm, for Christ's sake. Zelda, to me, is what people need to strive to make video games like.
Right. And I'd have to agree, because you mentioned Mario, and it's like, Mario's a great experience for sitting down and trying to get through something right away. It's much like Contra, but there's no save in it. Like, it's one of those, you had, what, 4 attempts to go through it, your initial life, and then 3 lives, and whatever bonus lives you get, and that's it.
Yep.
You waste them. But Legend of Zelda was more about the storytelling.
Yep.
And it allowed you to save. In fact, it was the first game that allowed you to save that actually had the battery built onto the things that it allowed you to make saves.
Had a stat battery built into it.
But it was kind of more of a look at what games can be and what future games will be, because it has the deep story and the backstory and the mythology.
Like,
it was long, and it was, yeah.
Especially for back then. Like, even now it's a long game, but... I mean,
but
I know
back
people
then,
beat it in hours, but like,
yeah,
that's because you memorize everything. But like, it's one of those things where like, that was to me, again, the epitome of a video game experience.
Mm-hmm.
Had like an RPG element to it too.
In a way, like, yeah, because you upgrade, like you got better stuff. Like, you start with a wooden sword, and eventually you got the master sword, and you could shoot out of it when your health was full. And you, as you went through, you found
the white suit.
You found the different outfits, and you went up to the, you know, but you found heart containers to get more life so you could last longer and do more damage and things like that. But like, it was an adventure game.
Yeah.
Because you went out and you found, you had to go through temples and the dungeons and the castles, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that sort of thing. It was just so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, literally, like, that's the game that everyone should strive to make nowadays. And even Mario did it eventually, mm-hmm. with like Mario 3 had that sprawling, had that, you know, world map you could look through to, and you can move left, go up to this level or to the right to this level or whatever, you know. And then like Mario 64 had that same thing where like that gave me that same feeling, because mm-hmm. Mario 64 is still one of my favorite games of all time.
It was a weirdly fun game. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's different than Mario games, mm-hmm. but it's not. Because the playstyle is vastly different. It's open world. Mm-hmm. You can run wherever you want. If you want to go to the next level, that's not the next progression. It's not 1-2. It's you're going to 2-1 or whatever. You could do that if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Like you get bored and burnt out on one because you're just not being able to beat it. You can just peace out. And,
and the thing about it was,
for a while.
Yeah.
It every time you went to a new world, it was a different world.
Yes.
One was like you run around and it had like, you went up. One you went for long ways. One was in ice. One was in you know, water. Like the things, if there were different worlds, ghost world, blah blah blah. But it was like that was like this. Oh, this is what Mario needed in a way, because it's not just that regular side scrolling playthrough. Because Super Mario World was up to that point one of my favorite Mario games, mm-hmm. But not one of my favorite games. Mario 64 just blew the doors off of it because it was so much different, but felt like I was playing Mario.
Mm-hmm.
And they still, to me, Mario Galaxies was awesome. Galaxies 2 was all right. They just tried too much. Was not enough, really, if you ask me. Because it was just like, oh, now you have gravity and you can jump from small planets to big planets. And it's like, whatever. But I always go back and not people play it, but Super Mario Sunshine was, to me, the next evolution of the Mario game, because it had that open world feel where I can run anywhere I want, but it had a new mechanic in it that changed Mario, but wasn't that much different. But right. You didn't have fire flowers. You had just your water. So people were like, oh, it's not Mario. I'm like, well, go fuck yourselves. It's different.
It was fun.
But it was an extremely fun mm-hmm. game. But it just comes back to where it's Legend of Zelda was the invention of the wheel, but it wasn't the invention of the motor car. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just another invention for something, but it revolutionized what a car could do.
Right.
And to me, Legend of Zelda revolutionized what video games could be and what they were at the time. And still, I mean, like I said, people should strive to make a game that good today. Mm-hmm. And it just, a lot of people have missed that opportunity. But I think I will pay $15 for that to play on my iPhone or my iPad.
Fair enough. You heard that, Nintendo? We will do it.
Yeah, bitches. Paid $10 for fucking a one-button Mario game. Give me a fucking two-button Zelda game.
Well, if next Mario game's like an open world, just...
It is.
That's missions and...
Oh, that's on the iOS?
No.
Well, then the Mario Odyssey, Super Mario Odyssey, is supposed to be a sprawling open world game, but with different worlds you can go to.
So every time that I think of the Mario Odyssey, I keep going back to that weird Nintendo Mario game that they did, which was the Mario door, not was it doors, the one where he's going from physical real place to physical real place, and you learn about the different places and you
collect. I know what you're talking about.
I actually had fun with that game. I cannot remember what it was. It is actually one of my favorite Mario games.
It's just not a Mario
game. It's not really a Mario game per se. It's super nerdy that I love it, because it's actually like it teaches you stuff.
The learning game,
right? I honestly do want to see like some sort of callback to that in Odyssey, because it has it in some cases it does have that feeling to it.
Yeah, I'll show Mike the trailer after we're done.
All right,
so you can know what Odyssey really is. And the reason I was baffled by it when I saw the trailer, because he's running around in like what looked like New York City.
Yeah, it is definitely. Yeah.
And it's like Mario, normal looking anime Mario with regular people.
Yeah.
But he's not like tall like regular people.
No,
he's Mario size. Like, he looked like Furman running around in red and blue.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Mario's like same size as Furman, I'm guessing, to regular people.
That's dick, bro.
Yeah, but at least you have a good idea in your mind.
Scale wise, you know. Now you can picture it.
Yeah.
Even though I'm going to show you the trailer and you'll be like, oh, well, okay, obviously you're right, but I'm not going to say it. Boom. Anything else, anybody? Or
no, I think, we're going too long, so.
Mike's like falling asleep over there.
Mike is seriously falling asleep. Yeah.
Good? Any else? Anybody?
Nah, we're good.
All right, so if you guys didn't know, this is Comes Naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Dun, 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 dun.